97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, certainly after a day like this and after a week of remembering the horrible tragedy from 25 years ago, maybe we can use some entertainment recommendations as we head into the weekend. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films is here. I've reminded folks a couple of times, Paul, you might remember this. It was the St. Louis Cardinals trying to take on the Milwaukee Brewers the night of 9/11. That game got canceled. Cardinals were up there that day. How are you?
I'm well. In fact, I still remember the biggest thing about 9/11 in this neck of the woods. President George H.W. Bush was right here in the area.
Yeah, he was grounded.
I passed the golf course he was on almost every day. So it's there's some weird coincidences, and I remember looking for a pilot friend of mine who was up that day and ended up getting grounded over Cleveland on his way out east. He was headed out east from Milwaukee at the time. So,
you know, and I don't know that there have been a lot of releases in the last couple of weeks. You can probably tell me this, but over the last 5 years, there have been really some excellent 9/11 documentaries that have been put out on Netflix, on Max, and some of the other platforms as well.
Yeah, there's a couple really good ones out there. The interesting things to me, Mark, are the ones that take people that weren't here when that happened 25 years ago. The daughter of the pilot of, I believe it was United 93, is on one of them. There are people that were the sons, the daughters, the spouses, the some people that just don't know. And the kind of amazing idea that there are a group of, there's a generation in this country that didn't live in anything other than post 9/11, and they don't think it is a big deal, which really finds it me.
It's weird, right? For those of us who have a different perspective, of course, that's very strange. All right, what do you got for us this week?
Well, of course. So then we're going to go ahead and talk about a new movie called The Uprising, which is in theaters this week from director Paul Greengrass.
Well, I like Paul Greengrass. He did the, if I'm not mistaken, he did the United 93 film, right? Not the documentary, but the film several years ago. It was very realistic. I thought it was an excellent movie. So tell me about this one.
This is based on Robin Hood, the legend that inspired Robin Hood. So they call it based on a true story when they marketed Andrew Garfield in the lead role as a plowman. He's the guy who basically turns into who we later know as kind of Robin Hood here. He starts a revolution, and he does that by fighting back against a king who's taking everything from them, including, well, one of the more disgusting scenes that I've seen since The Accused, Mark. The rape scene in The Accused with Jodie Foster. Mm-hmm. There's a scene early in The Uprising that will churn your stomach, and if it doesn't, then you don't have a heart. It's not as graphic, but it's obvious what's going on, and that starts the match that starts the fire burning here. It teaches you a lot of things in Paul Greengrass's film. He deals with topics like sometimes even in a movement to uprise and change things, there are people with different agendas. Go figure. Within the same group fighting for something, whose agenda is going to win out? Well, you have to see the movie to see it. Very, very violent, very, very ultra realistic in the way it deals with an uprising and everything from like the scene I mentioned, as well as the beheadings that happened eventually along the way. But I found myself glued to the screen for 2 hours and 7 minutes or so.
And that's
really
a theatrical.
Like Greengrass's.
That's a theatrical this week? Okay.
Yeah, check that out on big screen.
All right. What about streaming? I'm really looking forward to the Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson Apple TV Plus show called Brothers. I think that might start next week, right?
I cannot tell you about it yet officially, but 2 weeks out. I believe it's the 23rd we're going to see that hit Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, what I heard there is you've seen some of it, which is good, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's talk about one that is hitting Apple TV Plus. So Last Scene, and this is one that 6 episodes long. You get the first 2 up now, coming out of Australia, about a tale of a police dispatcher whose daughter disappears, and he thinks that she's gone and has been gone for over 11 years. He's working at his job as a police dispatcher. His life had changed, of course, when the daughter goes missing and they presume she's dead. When he gets some weird calls and things start changing along the way. This is a thriller that the first 2 episodes take it one way, and as the episodes go on, it takes it a couple other ways. I like this a lot. I'm up to the season finale, which will air in a couple weeks. Two new episodes up on Apple TV Plus. Names that you wouldn't know. Maybe Patrick Bramall you might, but other than that, these are characters out of Australia, and it's really, really good.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the cast. I don't recognize one name in this, but I love the the Apple TV Plus shows. I'm watching, I think I told you, we just started or about to start season 3 of Tehran. I never really watched that one. That's a pretty good show on Apple TV Plus. One movie recommendation that I had, I don't want to forget to toss this in because I talked about it earlier in the week. It was a hot summer weekend here in St. Louis last week. We had not been to the theaters in a little while. I'd seen Spider-Man in the theaters and The Odyssey as well. We went, Paul, the family, Alexa, Becky, and I went and saw Coyote versus Acme. I thought it was fantastic. It was really, really fun. And Will Forte made that such an excellent watch. I mean, the animation, and for those of us who have the appreciation with the Warner Brothers characters, obviously it's going to hit a little harder. But I really liked it. It was a fun movie.
It was great for those of us who grew up with Bugs Bunny and Wile E and Roadrunner and Daffy and you name it. This is a fun movie. I love the heck out of this movie, but I'm a Bugs Bunny fan, and I have been for all the last 50 years of my life, shall we say, give or take a 4, 5, 6 more. But it, quite frankly, it's such a good time at the movie. It's such a reminder of what the movies were. And speaking of that, we have a new streaming title out called Untold from the Untold series. This is the guys who did the Breaking Bad, all that type of stuff. They did one on Mr. T now. Mr. T, I pity the fool in the Untold Untold thing. 45 minutes. You've got to see this. From anyone who grew up in the 80s, I mean, people today don't realize how big Mr. T was.
He was huge.
In this
business. Yeah.
One of the biggest revelations I saw in here was, and I didn't know this, he didn't even have to audition for the A-Team. He was the only one who didn't have to audition for the A-Team. They built the series around him because he was a larger-than-life character coming out of Rocky III. And you know what? The other thing this one does is, for once, we get one of these type of docs that show you a guy still just a genuinely good guy. I mean, the guy's got a rooting and faith that is unimaginable. He comes from nowhere in Chicago in the projects and became someone who was iconic. I mean, he's on serials. He was on ads for everything in the 80s. Untold Mr. T, I Pity the Fool, 45 minutes. You will enjoy it if you're a child of the 80s and 90s like myself.
Yep. Love it.
Make sure you click on the one that says Untold, because as I'm on IMDb and I look it up, I find from 2006, I Pity the Fool, a TV series of Mr. T.
Really?
So, yeah, I don't remember that one
series?
At all. Well, you know what's funny is it only seems like it has maybe a couple episodes, Sue. I don't know if it made it that far. anything else you want to recommend, streaming or otherwise, as we head into this weekend, Paul?
Couple of the other big new movies are out. Supergirl is over on HBO Max for those of you who want to check that out. I've been waiting on it. And we've got good things coming down the path. Let me tell you, I've seen a couple of them. And like I may have intimated a little earlier, I can't talk about all of them, but there are good things. We're in the fall movie season coming out of Toronto, and life is going to get good at the movies for those of you who look for good movies. For those of you who are looking for that sneak preview type movie, we talk about them. I've talked about them a number of times, the mystery movies. Marcus has a family one on Sunday afternoon, and they have another one Monday night. This is your chance to see something before it comes out at a cheap price. Usually it's $6, and hit up your local Marcus Theater. I should be getting paid by them for all the great publicity I do. But
yeah.
Anywhere who does these Marcus Theater things.
Invoice them for sure. All right. Next Friday will be the 18th, so hopefully you will have seen some of this. I'm a little frustrated because I watched the show from the first season on MGM Plus. I rather liked it. But it was literally the only thing that I was watching on MGM Plus, so I canceled it. Well, now along comes a new series which looks very intriguing that stars St. Louis and John Hamm as a radio announcer named Fred Heckman in Indianapolis. And this is is based on a true story. It is the story of a hostage crisis and a guy by the name of Tony Curtitis, who demands to be interviewed by Fred on his program at WIBC. WIBC was actually a station I almost went to work at, Paul. I had two choices, WIBC or WTMJ. I chose Milwaukee because of baseball, believe it or not. They didn't have a baseball team in Indianapolis, and I was a baseball fan. Plus, it was closer to my mom and dad. But that I'm really looking forward to. But I'm going to have to resubscribe to MGM Plus, right?
Probably. I could get you. I can find a link that'll get you a discounted rate there for anybody.
Please do.
I'll put something up this week to give people a chance to see it. I think that's the same DJ and the same story based on the film that came out last year at the end of the year, where he wanted to be on the radio in Indianapolis, and it was a feature film, and I'm drawing a blank on the name.
Yeah, I don't know what that one
is. But that was Coleman Domingo played Fred Hickman in that one. So obviously a very different casting choice for the film.
Yeah, it starts on the 20th. It'll be interesting. All right, tell folks where that's actually a series. It's going to be a series. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Simple, commonguy.com.
We'll talk next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.